Penguin Random House Audio presents The Revelators by Ace Atkins. Read for you by MacLeod Andrews. For Charles Portis. Some things you must never stop refusing to bear. Injustice and outrage and dishonor and shame. No matter how young you are or how old you have got. William Faulkner, Intruder in the Dust. Let the enemy come till he's almost close enough to touch. Then let him have it and jump out and finish him up with your hatchet. Rogers Rangers, Standing Orders Number 19.
Quinn! Quinn! God damn you!
Sheriff Quinn Coulson knew it was Boone Kimbrough, but couldn't focus on his best friend's face. Rain hammered the creek bed where he lay on his back, knowing he was bleeding out, but not feeling much of anything. The sky above him was half covered in fast-moving gray-black clouds over a hazy yellow harvest moon. It was Halloween night out on Perfect Circle Road in Tibaha County, Mississippi, and damn if the shit hadn't hit the fan.
Quinn, man, Boone said. Stay with me, brother. Can you hear me? We got folks coming.
Boone pulled Quinn from the creek bed onto a sandy shoal. His GMC truck lay on its side, engine still running with one headlight shining down the length of the crooked creek. Holy hell, it was tough to breathe. A raspy, hollow pain with each breath, letting Quinn know he'd collapsed a lung. He'd been shot twice, maybe a few more times for good measure. Those militia boys had ambushed Quinn as soon as he rolled up. One stuck a gun to his spine.